Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. You are too, because today we're talking about guarding your mind and your thoughts.
Or is it a conspiracy?
Oh, stop. Stop. There's actually a quote. I know Jim Rohn said a quote about you are responsible for being the guard of your mind and your thoughts. And the more research that I've done, it actually stems from the Bible. Solomon in the Bible says, guard your mind and your thoughts because they will determine how you live your life.
And it's so true. We talk about it all the time that we do what we do because of our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions.
Yes.
Or our thoughts and our feelings and our beliefs.
And there comes a point where we have to take responsibility. And if we are in an environment where there is fear being spewed about.
Well, and that's what happens, though. I mean, there's other quotes of you're going to become the top five people that you hang around the most. It's the same thing.
Okay, so let me just tell you the situation, the scenario we found ourselves
in. The circumstance.
The circumstance. Da, da, da. Jason and I attended another conference this weekend. And this one...
3 weeks in a row.
I know, right? We've become quite the little conference goers.
Well, it's a season of growth.
Well, our dog is actually revenge peeing around the house. So we tried taking our dog with us to this conference because we could tell she does not want to stay home alone.
She's tired of being outgrown.
Not 3 weeks in a row. Uh-uh. Anyway, we attended this conference. And even though it was a great conference with nuggets of information, I felt that the main speaker was spewing fear into his stories in between the nuggets, which he would drop a nugget maybe once every 3 hours. if I'm to be real.
Well, there was a lot of fluff and it was like this build up, and all the build up was this fear. This is what's happening in the world.
He kept talking about bricks, and then he would make it seem like the audience had no clue what was going on. He would seriously use these words. He'd be like, "Oh, you don't know about bricks? Oh my God! Please tell me
Brazil,
you know about bricks.
Russia, India.
Who in here doesn't know about bricks?
China."
Oh my gosh, you got to get informed, because let me just tell you what's happening. And then he would spew all of this news that was very one-sided according to his perspective. And he was talking about conspiracy theories and the crowd.
Central banking.
You could feel the crowd starting to get antsy and then starting to get, scared. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize all this was happening.
I need to cash out my 401k and put it in a mattress immediately.
And I'm just going to be real with you. As I sat there and listened to him, because I'm very, very aware of hypnosis techniques. I am very aware of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I am very aware of people's energy. And as I sat there and listened to him, personally, I started getting what I call my porcupines.
Now, you could also see people squirming.
People started,
physically. You could see them physically squirming in their chairs.
I mean, it starts with fear and it becomes contagious. And it's a selling technique. It is a selling technique because when people are feeling fearful and if they're in the emotion of anxiety, they will buy more. That's something that we all need to know and be aware of.
It's called a requirements-based selling. I'm going to create something that makes you feel I have a new requirement in my life to have this because I now have a problem I didn't realize I had.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what he was doing. And I was sitting there going, I am not going to listen to this.
Well, we've intentionally...
Three separate times I said, okay, you've stated the problem. What is the solution? What is the solution? What is a solution? And he just kept stirring.
Because he knew the crowd
the problem.
Wasn't fully there yet.
So he just kept stirring the pot. And it literally was making me physically ill. I had to leave. I was like, I cannot listen to this speaker. And even though I know that he had information that was valuable, it was only coming once every 3 hours.
And it was information you wanted.
And in between, I could not let myself take this in. Because even if I tell my conscious mind, you know what, I'm just going to put up a bubble and I'm not going to listen to this, your subconscious mind is still listening. It's still listening. And whether we're watching the news or whether we are listening to friends complain or whether we are just hearing bad stuff, stuff that we don't want to create in our own life, we need to just somehow protect ourselves from
plus,
it.
Plus, you're an expert storyteller, and you're also just, you're so in tune with your imagination and with your creativity that you have a different sense of being able to get involved with the information. Like you are just in tune with the whole environment. Like you, when we walk into a crowd, you pick up on everything.
And I'm not sure that's a good thing, to be honest
with you.
It works for me and it works against
me. Well, what I will give you is you've been super intentional about designing the crowd that you are around. And you've said, hey, these are my boundaries. This is what the world I'm creating, and this is the life I'm building. And it's not that you don't have time for other people, but you're like, if I'm going to be growing in this direction, I want people in that direction, and I will feed information down, but I want to be around the people that I'm growing towards.
True.
And I love that because...
Well, it sounds a little judgmental. Really.
I don't think it's judgmental. We want to be in the rooms that we want to be like. I mean, that's just the way it is.
That is true.
I don't think we judge anybody. I mean, I know that what we look at is we can learn things from a janitor. We can learn things from people that clean out portalettes. We can learn things from everybody, but we are going to put ourselves in rooms
where people are optimistic,
yes,
and have good energy. And when I say good energy, they're living in the joy, happiness,
in the possibilities.
Possibilities.
It's not a doom and gloom room.
People who are living in faith and not
in love,
living in fear. I do not want people who are spewing fear. We should not live in fear. We did not come to this earth school to live in fear.
No, that should have gone out with the cavemen and dinosaurs.
Oh, can you tell I'm on a... See, now how can we flip this energy so that we are spewing love and optimism to everyone that's listening to this?
Our monkey brains are going to create enough fear for us anyway when we step outside of our comfort zone. So there's no need to be around other people that are creating it for us. I heard a quote today, not in the conference, but in a book that I was reading, listening to, that said, we will seldom get, what is the word when someone talks down to you or says that's not going to be good for
condescending?
You?
Condescending?
They're like, you're not going to be able to do that.
Belittling?
People won't tell you not to do something.
What are you trying to say,
Jason? I don't know. But if someone's living their best life, they're not going to be telling you that you can't do something. They're going to be rooting for you to try to live your best life.
Yes.
So when you go into your family or go into a group of friends and you're like, this is something I'm trying to do, and you're excited about something, they're not going to try to dim your light.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, if people are trying to dim your light, then they're probably not living their best life. It's their insecurities that are trying to dim your light. That's what I'm trying to say.
I also think it's a selling technique.
It is.
I do think it's a selling technique because when people are in this lower
vibration,
then they tend to cling on. They will get out their wallets and say, oh my gosh, this is what I'm feeling right now. Make it better. Yeah. Make it better.
Make Here, it stop. Make
I'll pay
it stop.
You whatever you need. Just make it better. Tell me the solution.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is we want to be around the people that are living their best life and saying, yeah, go for gold. Mm-hmm. Like we want you to win and we want to win.
Yes. Cheerleaders. Right. I want to be around cheerleaders.
I love the pep rally. I'm all about the pep rally.
I was listening to Joe Dispenza again today. I really think that his book, Becoming Superhuman, is phenomenal. And in that, he says, he talks about advertisers and he talks about everything that we consume, whether it is through social media or through the television or through even the music we listen to. The more we zone out, you know, sometimes you're watching television and you're just, it's almost like a time where you
are numbing out to the world.
You numb out. And the more you numb out,
the more it soaks in.
The more you're in that, I think it's the beta waves, then the more your subconscious will
grab it,
sponge everything that you hear, feel, see.
Oh, God.
And he literally says, do not watch anything on television that you don't want to experience yourself.
So,
especially right before you go to sleep.
So everybody that's watching Dateline, Beavis and Butthead.
And this is so true in my life because I went through a time period where I was addicted to Lifetime movies.
Oh, God.
Do you remember? I would watch Lifetime movies.
I'm still alive right now.
And you know what? that's the direction my life went, too.
Ready to kill me?
Stop. No. No. But, you know, you start watching that drama, and even though you think, well, this is just a movie, this is just a television show, it seeps in. It seeps into our vibration.
It's all drama.
We start tuning into a different frequency because even in that 2 hours that we're watching it, we put ourselves into
the picture.
Mind and feelings of the characters in the movie. So we're feeling it. And our mind, our brain, does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined real.
Mm.
So if we go into that and we're feeling this fear or feeling scared or on alert, we carry that into our reality.
That's huge.
Right?
So if that's what's happening, then what if we just imagine and really get clear and creative about the life that we want?
Exactly. And that's what Joe Dispenza was saying. He was saying advertisers know more about psychology than they do about storytelling and actually branding their product. They know about psychology. So they know that you are susceptible at night, late at night, right before you go to sleep. And that's when they're spewing all of these drugs that you might need.
Get your erections.
They start planting problems in your mind that you didn't even know you had.
Grow your hair back. Get an erection. Get a relationship.
All of these things. Yes.
Get fit. Get abs.
Yes. And our subconscious mind is like,
wake up, get tired.
Maybe I need that. Ooh, you know,
get rid of your allergies.
We might say, ooh, do I have that problem? Well, as soon as you ask your brain if you have that problem, guess what your brain's going to do?
Let me find that problem for you.
It's going to search for that problem.
If I can't find it, I'll make it for you.
Exactly.
That's so funny. It's and not so, funny. It's kind of scary.
But here's where Joe Dispenza actually takes it one step further, because he says, make a video, he calls it a mind movie. And it's really just a vision board of the life you want.
I love doing that.
And every night before you go to bed, watch that. And then watch what happens. So Jason and I are, that is going to be our project in the next couple weeks.
I feel like I do that. I feel like I do that like twice a day.
We are going to make mind movies, but we're actually going to put it in video form where we can lay in bed and watch it happening.
Mm. I love it.
All right. That's all we've got today. Guard your thoughts, guard your feelings, guard your thoughts and guard your feelings. You are the one that is responsible.
Set your boundaries.
Set those boundaries. And if you don't like what's around you, leave. You always have the right to leave. All right. That's all we got. Except for when it comes to the Jana and Jason podcast.
That's right, because we'll keep you feeling, we'll keep you feeling like you're living lucky.
Thanks for joining us. We are so grateful for you. Have a beautiful day.
Share this with a friend.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.